We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to this program and a valued friend. He's also down in Dallas already predicting the NFL draft, knowing everything. Big Z!
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you're the man. Interesting to hear Adam Schefter reporting that it's going to be a bit of a surprise with the first overall pick. Baker Mayfield will be the first quarterback taken. I don't know that I believe that. I believe he's hearing it. I just don't know.
I mean, there was some buzz about that as a likely scenario yesterday.
Yes.
Down here in Dallas. And, you know, we'll see. We'll know in 11 hours. And the Bears, with the eighth pick and 10 minutes per pick, got to go on the clock at about probably a little bit after 8 o'clock tonight, you would figure, depending on how much time teams take with their picks, but Mayfield 1 overall would be really interesting. Do the Giants then have a quarterback sitting there 2 that tempts them? The Jets, quite a while ago, traded up from 6 to 3, you know, ostensibly to take a quarterback there. Do they take one? You know, you get that early run on quarterbacks, and I think that would strengthen the Bears' position at 8 in terms of what they would be looking at when their pick arrives.
And you have the Bills, who have, what, 5 picks in the first 65. You have them moving up, and, you know, they need to make another move to get their quarterback. Then you have the Cardinals making a move. Do teams like – would it shock you if the Patriots showed up on dialing people up and saying what we'll take to move up is we need a quarterback as well?
Shock me, maybe not. Surprise me, probably. In my mind, as long as Tom Brady's the quarterback in New England, I think they need to use their highest valued resources on players that can help Tom Brady win another championship for him, and a backup quarterback is not going to achieve that. He's going to be for the future when Tom Brady's no longer an active player. So I would think New England would look to bulk up the roster elsewhere, but you never say never. And they did use a second-round pick on Jimmy Garoppolo a while back, be it a pick at the very end of the round. I want to say Jimmy was 63rd overall, right about there. So I'd have a hard time seeing them firing on a quarterback in round 1, but you never know.
Who do you see the Bears firing on?
Well, I mocked Roquan Smith, the Georgia linebacker, to him. He's an impressive guy. He's an impressive player. You know, you're getting the total package there, in my opinion, in terms of, you know, the person, the character, all the traits you look for in a winner, leadership skills, all that, and he's a heck of a football player, could come in and help you out from day one. Is he available at 8? I don't know. That remains to be seen. I talked to Tremaine Edmonds yesterday, and that was the first time I'd, you know, stood next to him and talked to him, the Virginia Tech linebacker, and he's just huge. Hmm. He's clearly, in my mind, just a little bit taller than Brian Urlacher. He turns 20, I believe, at the beginning of next week. I mean, he's just a massive guy that ran a 4.54 40-yard dash at the scouting combine. So, you know, to envision what he can do on a field really isn't real hard. I would think he'd be in the cloud of players for the Bears. Obviously, Quentin Nelson, the Notre Dame guard, would have to garner some consideration from them. Again, if he's on the clock, I just, you know, the more you look at this and kind of the deeper you dive into it, the takeaway, the main takeaway I have is they're going to get a really good football player. I can't tell you exactly who, and they probably don't know exactly who, but boy, it's just the way it's kind of clumped with the players there, provided you get some quarterbacks to come off the board. I think they're going to get a terrific football player.
And, you know, we know that last with Mitch Trubisky, the steak dinner where John Fox was ordering all the expensive wine.
And maybe they had steak dinner too with Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, and there's a totally under the radar guy out there we don't know about.
Well, that was going to be my question. Chubb said he's met with three teams, and one of them was the Bears, but, you know, no one expects that, you know, you'd have to go up and get him likely. Yeah. But, you know, Derwin James said, well, they didn't talk to me, so maybe they don't like me. You can't connect dots here, can you?
No, it's really hard to rule any of these guys out because they're all super talented. James, talking to him, safety with good size. I mean, he's good. He's got a lot of attitude. He'd certainly bring that to the locker room. You know, declared he was, you know, he'd come in and be the alpha dog. Which you can't do that from day one, but you can do that pretty quickly, especially if you were a big-time player. So, yeah, they've got all sorts of options, and they did well enough, in my mind, in free agency, where they're not kind of backed into a corner here either, where they've got to go out and address that position. Sure. If you were ranking them in terms of need, you could come up with an order for them, but they're not. I don't think they're desperate for any one position, and so that's why they're in a good spot. I really think if they were picking 10 or 11, you know, that cloud would need to be a little bit larger in terms of the players in it, and things might be a little bit cloudier in terms of who they're going to get. But at 8, with the run that I think people are expecting on quarterbacks, again, they're going to get a football player that I think they're really happy with.
You look at where your mock draft's gone. Quentin Nelson is off the board. Do you believe that he will, if he's there, would there be a chance that he would be the pick over the linebacker? Or is it more of one or the other?
I think there'd be a chance, yeah. I think there'd be a chance. Nelson, to me, could go potentially to Denver at 5 if they don't trade out. He could go to Indianapolis at 6 if the Colts don't trade out. I think the Bucks would probably like a shot at him too. So you know, he'd have to slip past 3 teams that I think a lot of people think probably hold him in real high regard to make it to the Bears. And, you know, is Roquan and Quentin Nelson on the board for the Bears? I don't know. You'd probably have to have 4 quarterbacks go in the top 7 maybe for that to happen. But there's bound to be some surprises tonight. And that was what was one of the fun things about yesterday at the play football event that they had with some middle school kids here is Derwin James, when it was over, was joking about it, and he said, "We've got no idea what's going on. We're joking about who's going to go where and this and that because nobody knows a thing." And typically by this time, the number one pick's at least been identified, and you can kind of get a feel for it. And if Baker goes number one, that's going to certainly be quite a bit different than I think a lot of people felt maybe a week ago anyway.
Did any of the players that you would expect to be in the Ryan Pace cloud of players they would be happy with give you pause in terms of size or personality or anything?
No. Some people have talked about Denzel Ward, the Ohio State cornerback who had a pre-draft visit to the Bears, being a little on the smaller side, and standing next to him, talking to him. I mean, we're not talking about a small cornerback here by any stretch. Is he, you know, a 6'2" corner? No, he's not that guy. But so yeah, I don't.
He's the 4.32 corner.
Yeah, he flies.
That will work.
Absolutely flies. So you have a 4-3-2 corner has a chance to play pretty big with that kind of catch-up speed and recovery speed.
All right, Bigsy, should be a lot of fun. We'll be talking tomorrow, pal.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, guys. Have a good night.
That's our guy, Brad Biggs. He is in Dallas for the Chicago Tribune, and can't wait. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. Don't forget, 8 o'clock tonight when the Bears pick, 7 o'clock the draft starts, and you can listen to it and follow it all at 670thescore.com.
That starting is at 6.
Starting at 6, but 7 is when the first pick's taken, and the Bears probably – it's 8 o'clock, and there's a lot to follow and a lot of fun to be had. So we will be paying close attention. You know, Bigsy has a couple of trades that he's predicting, and there's all sorts of rumors out there, and the whole thing could
Pace is going to be so aggressive. His pick is going to be 655.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
312-644-6767. Got some other people making different predictions here, people that have no clue who's going to get picked, but they're making predictions, and that's cool. It's fun to do. One person from 708 is saying that the Bears are going to keep pick number 8 and select Bobby Boucher from South Carolina, or make that South Central Louisiana State University. Somebody from an area that is not all that well known. But a lot of fans are not going to be thrilled for that, a pick like that. They're looking for somebody from a major program.
You're drinking the wrong water.
Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score. Yeah, they're going to pick the water boy.
Well, you know, the wedding singer wasn't available.
South Central Louisiana State University.
That's where Tree Cohen came from. No.
Oh.
Yeah, well.
Bobby Boucher. You lie, Bobby Boucher. You lie to your mama.
Mama said that. Alligators are ornery because they got all them teeth but no toothbrush.
That's why they are, yes.
I don't know why more people haven't gotten on board with that selection. 312-644-6767. Nick is in Lamont. Good morning, Nick.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to hear that program of yours. Informative as always. And sitting here talking to you guys, let's talking about the draft. I'm going to throw one out at you. This is just me because I'm an NFL fan.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you know what? You trade down. You look at a team. I was looking at the draft order to see what team, how would they like to jump 4 spots. Came in mind, Buffalo's got 2 picks in the first round. What would it do to entice to see what their needs? You drop 4, they gain 4. What are you giving me? If you could fleece them, use that term. You give me your first 2 picks. You give me your first 2 picks. I got the 39th pick in the second round. Somehow, miraculously, if you could even get their 55th pick, you got 4 picks in the high first 2 rounds and 2 picks in the first round. Sounds absurd, but you know what? I'd do homework on that one.
Well, the Bills have got to make another move. The question is, are they going to be satisfied at 8? How many quarterbacks are still on the board? Are they going to go up as high as 6 with the Colts? Denver really going to take a quarterback? Otherwise, are the Bills going to talk to Denver about getting the 5th spot? So, you know, the Bears might be third choice on the speed dial of the Buffalo Bills. You know, even Oakland gets calls now and again, buddy. I shouldn't have said that. But they're going to make a move. How many other teams are going to make a move? Are the Dolphins going to try to go get a quarterback?
Don't say I said that.
No.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's right. They're the most likely team to make a significant move into the top 10. Now, are there other teams that are going to follow?
Oakland gets a lot of calls.
They do, buddy. We know.
Yeah, draft trades happen. There's been some draftniks who are claiming multiple trades. It's hard when you get on the board. It's hard to hold your water. It's hard not to want to get to your guy, and it's hard to want to follow kind of protocol and wait and see what you can do. There's obviously a shortage of quarterbacks in the NFL. This is considered a great draft for quarterbacks. There's difficulty for a lot of people in separating the top quarterbacks in the draft. There are generally regarded as four that that people are eyeballing, but who knows? I mean, you could see a lot of moves being made, and then you could see things going kind of opposite what you expect. So I wouldn't, you know, it takes a lot. You got to give up a lot to move up in a draft. Certainly, you know, the Bears saw that last year. They moved up one spot, and it's not an easy thing to do unless you really believe that the future of the organization is on the line and you got to do it. And then all you're doing, if you're moving up for quarterbacks, is adding more pressure on the player, right? Because, again, we judge them by the amount of money and the investment of the franchise, and certainly it's multiple picks and a lot of money. So it's
here's the texter. Ryan Pace isn't fleecing anyone. He gets fleeced by other GMs. Well, we have the one example for sure.
312-644-6767. David is in Chicago. Good morning, David.
How you doing? I believe that Quentin Nelson has a possibility to be there, a good possibility to be there at 8, or Roquan Smith can also be there at 8. If not, I think that Pace will trade out, and if a wild card, if Buffalo gives me the 12th and the 22nd, I'm going to jump all over that. This team needs a lot more than one or two players, so that could be a good trade. I'll hang up and listen to what you got to say.
Yeah, I mean, if the players that you have earmarked for that spot, you know, if you could get the 22 and 12, and I'm not sure you could.
I was going to say that maybe seems wishful thinking.
Right, but maybe you can get 12 in a second rounder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, again, depending on who you think's going to be there, there's a lot of possibilities. There's a lot of things that could happen. It depends on how the quarterbacks fall and who's left on the board at number 8 to determine that, and the fact that you might have other teams that are willing to trade. If there's only one quarterback left, that could set you back as well. But, I would consider a trade if the guys that I wanted or earmarked for that position. Again, they have a cloud of players, but to that cloud, there is a hierarchy, and I'm sure there are players that they want more than others. So
a lot of fans are not going to be thrilled for that pick like that. They're looking for somebody from a major program.
If Baker Mayfield, in fact, goes first overall, yeah, I mean, you know.
You laughing about Bobby Boucher?
No, I want Opera Man.
Yeah. Poor Les.
Sing the Hanukkah song instead of your fight song.
The Bears are going to keep pick number 8 and select Bobby Boucher.
If Mayfield goes first overall, does that change the Giants' thinking about whether they take a quarterback or not? Not
no.
Because they got the other three?
You trade into the top three because you're taking a quarterback no matter what, right?
Well,
even if it's fictional.
Yeah.
Scoreboard update.
Who was the guy from Any Given Sunday? What was his name?
Willie Beeman?
Willie Beeman. Yeah. What if Willie Beeman's there?
Who's the GM from the movie? Have him make the pick.
Sonny Weaver Jr.?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a lot of, you can come up with a lot of names.
South Central Louisiana State University.
The Harvard of South Central Louisiana.
Yes. H2O. From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. The Wolves and Rockford IceHogs square off in a critical game 3 of the first round in the Calder Cup playoffs tonight at 7 p.m. at Allstate Arena. All fans receive free parking. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or Ticketmaster.com. Arlington, Texas, the site of tonight's NFL draft. The Bears have the 8th pick after that 5-3 season. Catch our wall-to-wall coverage live on 670thescore.com starting at 6 p.m. with Jeff Jodiak, Tom Thayer, Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley. Adam Schefter reports that there is mounting belief among head coaches and general managers that the Browns will go Baker Mayfield number 1 overall.
You're drinking the wrong water.
The Cubs split their 2-game series in Cleveland with a loss. The Indians 4, Cubs 1. John Lester allowed 3 solo homers. Chris Bryant missed his 2nd straight game. Cubs and Brewers begin a 4-game series tonight at Wrigley. White Sox fell to Seattle 4-3. Mike Zunino homered and scored twice. A 1-5 homestand for the Sox. NBA playoffs, LeBron hit a buzzer beater in the Cavs' 98-95 victory over the Pacers. Cleveland up 3-2. Raptors won against the Wizards 108-98. Toronto leads that series 3-2. Thunder beat the Jazz 107-99. Utah still ahead 3-2. And the Rockets outscored the T-Wolves 122-104. Houston moves on in five games. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Bruins beat the Leafs in Game 7, 7-4. The second round starts tonight, and Porter Moser gets a five-year extension from Loyola. Need legal advice by a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice. Look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legaladvice. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening.
The Bears are going to keep pick number 8 and select Bobby Boucher.
Peoria Matt just says he hopes Boucher's not injured. You have a red on him in the medical.
Liz is running up with the card. Unbelievable. Boucher. Anyways.
That's so unbelievable.
It's very rare when you find all six of us, okay? There's six people.
Yeah, and everybody's laughing. Yeah.
A lot of fans are not going to be thrilled for that a pick like that. They're looking for somebody from a major program.
Or a better movie.
Or real. I'm Joe Ostrowski. You're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. Next game on The Score tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Brewers. This is 670 The Score. It's 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
820.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Danny Cannell is an analyst for CBS Sports and HQ, the free 24/7 streaming sports news service available on all digital devices. And you can catch his draft analysis starting at 6 p.m. tonight. Also a college football analyst for Fox. And Danny, everyone's taking a quarterback, but your old team, apparently. I don't know what's going on. We heard you there with the Giants, and everyone says that the Giants are going to aren't going to engage in the quarterback sweepstakes. But what do you make of it? What do you think? How many will go, and how quickly? Good morning, Danny.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to be on with you guys. I will say this. I don't think anybody, and I think this is kind of unique to this year, I don't think anybody can make any statement with absolute definitive clarity. Like, you just can't believe anything that you hear out there, because I think that speaks to a couple things. One, I think it's in 2018 and social media. We've had more draft coverage than we've ever had before. But I also think it speaks volumes about the uncertainty with these four quarterbacks that have kind of separated themselves towards the top of this draft class. So even, like, I am hearing that, too. Like, that's the term we use nowadays. Like, what are you hearing? What are your sources? Well, I'm hearing this. I'm hearing that. Yeah, I think that the Giants don't need a quarterback, so I think they might pass on that. Go ahead and take Saquon Barkley. But if I'm the Giants and I'm sitting there at two, I am fielding every single call I can take from teams that are desperate for quarterbacks, teams like the Buffalo Bills, Arizona Cardinals, and saying, what do you guys really want your quarterback? You can take our number two pick and we'll trade down. But I think I think that's what makes this draft fascinating. It's just there's so much that's up in the air, and I think that's what's going to make for a thoroughly entertaining, dramatic evening.
And given all the uncertainty, you know, Ryan Pace said the other day, Danny, he doesn't spend much of any time trying to send up, fake signals or trying to fool teams. And yet here in the last few days, Roquan Smith's stock is on the rise, and here reports Baker Mayfield's going to go to Cleveland first overall. I mean, nothing's really changed in the last 3 days. So when those names start coming out, usually it's with a purpose, right?
Yes, I think so too. I think there's so my thing. Baker Mayfield is my favorite quarterback in this class. Like, I think you look at what he did on the field, and it jumps off the chart. Like, I think we're making way too big a deal out of the system that he played in. He's only 6 feet tall. He's not tall enough. I think the arrest is something to definitely take into consideration, as you should, but I think it pales in the comparison to some of the Johnny Manziel issues that he had off the field. So, but, like, for instance, like, I was just talking, the Jets are clearly desperate for a quarterback. And they traded up from 6 to 3, which to me made zero sense whatsoever, because that doesn't guarantee you, if you have a guy that you like, you could lose out on him in those first two picks. And I think, you know, there's rumors that the Jets really liked Baker Mayfield. They were going to take him at 3, assuming he would fall to 3. So now if the Browns float out there that they're considering Baker Mayfield at 1, then all of a sudden that makes the Jets a little jumpy. And so then you're sitting there at the Browns and you're thinking, all right, well, if you really want Baker Mayfield, come get him. Go ahead, make an offer. So a lot of this, you know, is posturing. It's teams floating things out there. Trust me, analysts, mock draft gurus, reporters, they all get used by GMs and scouts and sources inside organizations specifically for that reason, to try to drum up interest, to try to move the needle a little bit to see if they could possibly pull off a trade or get a better draft position. So a lot of it I kind of take with a grain of salt. All of these rumors and innuendo and, you know, sources that you're hearing, I take them all with a grain of salt and say, hold on, you know, be really careful what you firmly believe going into the draft.
You know, it's fascinating because we have had the delight of having Richard Thaler on our show in the past. He is the behavioral economist from the University of Chicago who won a Nobel Prize and once wrote a paper and then a chapter of a book on the NFL draft, where he talked about how the value of players gets so skewed by all these terrible economic choices that people make, that they get caught up in sort of this this madness of a guy becomes more important than he really is because everybody gets on it. They just break every rule of economics when you're talking about how you greet a draft. And he says the real money rounds are, you know, basically 3 through 5, because they're cheap, you can get really good players, and you get more value for the money you're investing. And I always think about that when I hear about teams trading up or trading down. You do fall in love, and you do come up with, even general managers that know what they're doing will believe they have to have a certain guy, and it creates this kind of unnatural demand.
I totally agree with you, and I agree with your power too as well. Because, and I think you see that happen all the time, like specifically with this class of quarterbacks, I feel like they're the most overhyped, overvalued, and they're going to be overdrafted quarterback class in history. Like, and they're getting compared to the class of 83, which to me is asinine. Like, they're just not there. And I'll give you some examples, because to your, you know, saying, hey, there's the third or fifth round, you can find two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Tom Brady and Joe Montana. Joe Montana was taken in the third round. Tom Brady was taken in the sixth. Like, those are their best examples. Go even more recent history and go look at Russell Wilson. You know, he won a Super Bowl, almost won two, a third-round draft pick. Look at some of the guys that were, you know, in the playoffs last year. Case Keenum wasn't drafted at all, made a deep run. You know, you can go all across the NFL, and sure, there are examples of guys who were taken in the top five, but for the risk versus reward that was there versus the guys that go and you have to hardly commit any money to a third or fifth-round draft pick, to me, it doesn't make much sense to pull these, you know, just go out there and just draft a quarterback because you feel like you have to have them. And with the Browns specifically, they've got a pretty good quarterback in Tyrod Taylor, who, if you surround him with talent, I think he can take the Browns to a pretty deep run in the playoffs. And so, you know, why not utilize those picks? Now, I don't think they will. I think they will pick the quarterback. But I totally agree with the thinking of, you know, that you're overspending, and it's going to set you back if you miss in what is most of the time it's a 50-50 proposition.
The Bears definitely need defense, but that doesn't mean Quentin Nelson's there, that they won't take the guard there. Everyone seems to say he's the safest pick. But when you look at the defensive group here, which player or players should the Bears be zeroing in on if they keep the 8th overall pick?
Two guys, and the Bears are in a fascinating spot to me, because, and I'm sure they're going to be watching with just as much anticipation as we all are, because it all depends on, you know, is there a run of quarterbacks, which I think is the best case scenario for the Bears. If they are 4 quarterbacks taken in the, you know, top 6 picks or top 5 picks, as some people are predicting, that means there are better players falling right in your lap. I think Quentin Nelson is probably the safest pick. But, you know, an offensive guard doesn't really do a lot for the fan base, and it's, you know, it's kind of tough to pull the trigger on that one. I would say two guys on the defensive side of the ball that I really, really like, and you mentioned him already once, was Roquan Smith, the linebacker out of Georgia. And there's a reason his draft stock is rising. It's because he is really an impressive young man, not only on the field but off the field. You know, I got to actually talk to him yesterday. He was doing some draft stuff, and I got to talk to him also at the Rose Bowl during some of the pre-game festivities out there. But I was at the Rose Bowl when Georgia played Oklahoma, and I was actually sitting in the end zone, kind of watching from field level, and I was behind the Georgia defense. And I just wanted to get a close-up look at kind of, you know, who was playing and get a feel. And Roquan Smith kept, like, catching my eye as a player who, and you hear that term, sideline to sideline, but when you saw it in person, it was like, oh, my gosh, this guy covers so much ground, and he's always around the football. You know, even if it's only a pressure on Baker Mayfield or forcing him to throw the ball early or getting to a tackle, you know, to kind of help out or just keep him contained, there were so many things about him that just kind of caught my eye. I was like, man, this kid is special. And I think that's what you would get with Roquan Smith. He reminds me a little bit of Derek Brooks, who I played with at Florida State. You know, he's a Hall of Fame linebacker who played with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Because he's about the same size and stature, a similar type player who's really fast, which really fits today's NFL model really well. So I think Roquan Smith would be an outstanding pick. The other guy I would suggest is Derwin James. He's a player who, you know, out of Florida State, maybe I'm biased, but I try not to be. But he's a player who's going to give you a big physical safety who can come up and hit. And again, to me, all these guys really would separate some of the top-tier guys from really being special Pro Bowl-type players who could potentially be Hall of Famers. It's the character off the field. It's the leadership, the professionalism with which I think that will translate to the next level, and they kind of get it. They know what it takes to be a pro, and that's what I would think of Roquan Smith and Derwin James. Those two players, I think, would be outstanding selections.
Great stuff, Danny. Really appreciate it. We really enjoyed the conversation.
You got it. Enjoy the draft tonight.
Thanks, Danny. We will. And, of course, Danny, the former NFL QB, now on CBS Sports and Sirius Radio, and a lot of fun. That's interesting stuff. I wouldn't argue with him. If you just look at what's happened in NFL drafts over the last 35 years, you would be hard-pressed to imagine that there will be nothing but great selections in this draft among these quarterbacks scheduled to fly off the board. Mully and Hanley, we have Transition next on Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.